Cheers, mate. Hasn't really sunk in yet, but I'm sure it will do over the next month or something.
Second in 3 years. How did it compare to the first one?
I reckon this one was better because I worked harder for this one. The first one just kind of happened, but this one I really got my head down and I worked for it. And when you work for something and you succeed, it just feels that much better.
And you had loads of British supporters over in Poland to see you do it as well.
Yeah, there was a good few hundred. I don't know how many there was. I think there was like 500 or 600 maybe. But great showing. And as the season went on, there was more and more British flags.
So this weekend, it's in Australia, which I know you're flying out tomorrow. You could just enjoy it. Party time.
Oh, not quite. I want to go there and try to step on the podium. Still want to extend my lead in the championship by as many points as I can. And, we'll just go there and have a bit of fun. It's going to be interesting.
Now, today you're in Birmingham to hand over a cheque for the money you've raised for Great Ormond Street Hospital. It's well over £100,000, which is absolutely incredible. So why Great Ormond Street?
I did some charity stuff in 2013 for Cancer Research UK because my father passed away from cancer. And then after that year, I kind of thought, you know what, like I wouldn't want to see that happen to a kid or a kid. You know, when you see a kid being sick, it's probably harder for them to deal with than for an adult to be sick. You know, an adult's been through more in life and they can deal with it a bit better. But I went down to the hospital and I had a chat with a few people and we took it from there. You know, so it's not much compared to what they actually fundraise for the whole year. But they'll use it wisely and we'll see if it can help.
So how have you raised the money? 'Cause it's an incredible amount of money.
We've done lots of things. You know, we've had little competitions that we've got the Speedway fans to do, and at the Millennium Stadium, I did a cycle. So there's lots of things that we kind of tied in together to try and get the funds up, and it worked great. And I can't thank it wasn't just me that did it. You know, there was so many people behind the scenes that helped out, from Gosh, from Premier Inn to Speedway fans, to Speedway promoters. Every club did a collection the other year, so it's like the support from the Speedway family was absolutely amazing. And I had people doing some stuff in Poland and some stuff in Sweden, and it's been quite amazing.
Really important for you then, just to give a bit back, really?
Yeah, for sure. I had the opportunity to do it, and I'm not going to turn that down, and we'll see what the future has to hold.
Talking of the future, you took a breather from the Elite League this year, obviously, to concentrate fully on the World Championships, and it succeeded, obviously, because you're champion again. Have you got any plans to return to Britain to ride?
I haven't made any plans at the moment. I don't really know what I'm doing. I've signed in Sweden and Poland again already, so I guess I just need to decide whether I want to have a few days to myself and feel strong and healthy all year, or whether I want to take on England and feel not strong and unhealthy all year.
Are you tempted to come back? Obviously, a lot of Wolves fans have been tweeting me asking if there's any chance of you returning to Monmouth Green.
At the moment, I haven't even given it a thought. I want to finish my World Championship season, pick up that trophy in Australia, and have a month or two to chill out, and we'll see what happens.
So you actually do get a holiday? I just thought you never stopped.
Yeah, I don't stop. It's good, if I'm not here doing something like this, and I'm at the track, and if I'm not at the track, I'm on an aeroplane. If I'm not on a plane, I'm in a van or on a train or training in the gym. So it's a hectic lifestyle, but it's what I love and what I enjoy.